Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Wednesday morning. And joining us on at this time, as she does every Wednesday, is Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing today?
Hello. Good morning.
And we were having a good laugh this morning about a the report. It was a report that we saw, and they mistakenly named the town of Tyro to the town of, it's now Pyro, apparently. So we were having a pretty good laugh about that, saying the town, apparently, I guess that town's lit. So Candy, of course, we have the virtual CNN this morning.
Yes.
And it looks like quite a bit of information there for us this morning.
A few notes, nothing as big as last week, but a few things that we wanted to share that was going out there. So first one is from Ford County Mental Health. Kathy Schald said that there is a community baby shower. This is something they do every single year, and they had to put it off this year and, you know, have some changes, but hopefully it's all pulling off now. It'll be on September 29th. That'll be at 5:30 at the First Church of the Nazarene. And you can RSVP for that by the 22nd by calling Kathy. And then the other Kathy, Kathy Shepherd, just a reminder that Wednesday is the last deadline for dropping off snacks for the law enforcement. And that's in their Sirens and Snacks program. We have a box at the chamber, and actually, the last few days, it's really started getting full. I'm excited.
There we go.
So, but if you still have some and you want to drop off, do that Wednesday before 3 p.m. So, Daryl Harbaugh from Midland Theater, to celebrate the Midland's 92nd anniversary. It's a long time. The Pizza will donate part of its sales on Thursday, September 17th. Sorry, coming up next week. And so, we just order on the 17th, and then you turn in the receipt either to the Pizza Hut or you can drop it off to the chamber. Proceeds will go to the ongoing renovations of the theater. And then don't forget, we mentioned this last week, but the next outdoor movie night is coming up on the 18th, and that'll be Rudy.
Rudy.
Yes.
Rudy.
So hopefully it'll be nice weather. I mean, I know it'll get warm again next week, but hopefully we're easing into the fall.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to, where is my forecast?
It's not going to be the 99.
Yeah, no. We're it looks like, with the exception of today, we'll be 71. Tomorrow's actually, the high zone is supposed to be 65 tomorrow.
Yeah.
But looks like pretty much lower 80s from here on out, which
that'll
is a good thing.
Nice.
And then at night, it'll be, it could be a little nippy at night, around 60 or so.
Yeah, that's okay though. I like
that. Yes, I do too. It's so much better than 90s and 100s.
Yes.
I rock shorts in 40s and 50s. That's it. I get looked at weird, but I'm just like, yeah, this is great for me.
It is awesome. I'm so excited about it. Skylar Hicks from Sunflower Soda Shop said they're having a different special each day, and then you can call them because they are still doing curbside. A lot of great restaurants in town are still doing curbside, and we love that they're doing that. And if you have a suggestion on a new dish or dessert, let them know because they're constantly creating new things. And like I said a few weeks ago, they've got, I think, 4 bakers now that are helping them out with various treats, and so it's kind of nice. Pat McCrory, First United Methodist, they are starting in-person Bible study classes after Sunday morning worship, and then an online prayer meeting that's going to start on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., so they call the church office for more details. Sam Kudrick from the Visit Coffeyville, so we wrapped up the deadline for the 100-mile self to be on the map. We have the map already. We published it last night, so you can go out to our Facebook page, or if you need a hard copy, you can actually come into the chamber office, and we've got one for all of the stops in Coffeyville. And then, of course, if you actually go to Facebook and go into 100-mile cell, Can, Oklahoma, I think is what it's called, then you'll know all the stops. I mean, it's miles and miles. Well, 100 miles.
Yeah, the very first week, full weekend I was here, because I moved in on a Saturday. The very next weekend was the Can, Oklahoma, and I didn't realize how big it was. I was like, this is huge. And I'm like, and I was like, really? And then I got to see all the stops, and I was like, wow, this is huge.
It is. It's like multiple towns and everybody doing something, and great time to do it right before the fall hits, you know, got kind of clean out. And so
one person's trash is another person's treasure. So you never know. You may find something you weren't expecting.
I know. It's good. Some other things coming up this weekend, of course, is the Cruise in Coffeeville event. It's a poker run, and then there's a concert downtown. So for those of you that have been like, we need something in Coffeeville to do, here you go. This weekend, you have something to do. You have an opportunity to get out. And I think by Saturday, the rain's going to be gone, knock on wood. And so it'll be a great night just to get out and check out downtown and have some fun. So speaking of some things, we are looking for some hosts for the next CNN virtual or in-person one, not virtual. So if your business wants to host CNN, give us a call. We need to schedule the next 2 months. So the 1st of October and the 1st of November. Love to go out to a cool place and just have some fellowship and get together and have awesome CNN in
just
person.
Everybody
again.
Get together.
It was great last week. And so I'm looking forward to doing it again. Very excited about that. Okay, last few things to wrapping up just on behalf of the chamber. So you probably have seen this maybe out on Facebook, but we are working on, the Coffeeville Reawakening is working on adding another layer to the downtown tree. So last year, the chamber was able to purchase those downtown new lights that are beautiful. And then the Reawakening was able to pull together funds to build it, to buy a tree. And it's a buildable tree, which means each year you can add on layers if you choose to do so. Our goal, hopefully, knock on wood, is to make it as high as the chamber building, as the Perkins building. So we'll have one of the tallest trees in Southeast Kansas.
That'd be awesome.
It would be so cool. But, you know, it does take funds to do that. And at first, I think the group was kind of like, Neil, this is a rough year. We don't want to ask anybody for donations. But we all kind of need a little bit of holiday cheer. It's one of those things that let's just keep some normalcy.
Yeah. Some put a smile on our face.
So I think it's about $2,700 or approximately something like that, plus some shipping. So anyway, if you'd like to donate, make sure to get a hold of the either Coffeeville Reawakening or the Coffeeville Area Foundation. And then the chamber, the city, and the Reawakening are all working together on some possible activities on the plaza this Christmas. We're calling it Christmas on the Plaza. So it'll be on the same days as the candlelit tours at the mansion. So you take your family out there, do a tour of the mansion, then you come downtown, maybe see Santa, do some shopping, hot cocoa, whatever, you know, various activities. So stay tuned. We're working on it and seeing if we can get that all pulled together. But that'll be nice.
That'd be a lot of fun. I mean, yeah. You're out there in the plaza. It's cold. Hopefully it's not like Christmas last year. It's like 70, 80 degrees, which was ridiculous. That did not feel like I was wearing shorts on Christmas, for crying out loud. But
I don't know if it was that warm.
Well, anyway, no, it was pretty warm. I remember wearing shorts, but of course I wear shorts.
Yeah.
Into the 40s. True. But the point being is that I like them when it's cold on Christmas and you're out there in the plaza drinking the hot cocoa.
Yeah.
I mean, just it'll feel like Christmas.
It's going to be good. Yes. And we'll be able to have the parade. We're going to map it out and make sure everybody's spread out. So we'll be able to kick that off. And related to that, though, another downtown event. Just make sure that you're following our Facebook page or, of course, listening to me on the radio. We're trying to figure out how to do the spooktacular this year. That's a Halloween trick-or-treating that we do downtown every year. And we average about 1,200 people coming through there.
Wow.
So it's a little challenging this year with COVID and trying to figure out how to do that safely. So I don't know if it's going to work out exactly or how. We're hoping to figure out a way to make it possible, though. So anyway, stay tuned on any changes or cancellations on that. And if you're a business out there, we need your feedback. We need to know if their businesses are interested in actually having a table and handing out candy. Because if we don't have businesses doing that, then, of course, we don't need to have kiddos
right.
either. So give me a call at the chamber and let me know your thoughts on Spooktacular this year. Final thought, something that I've been sharing all week is just kind of something I think we sometimes forget about. But with the virus, we were all trying to be cautious of that and be safe with our health.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more to health than just putting on a mask and, you know, staying away from people. So I think we've all kind of gotten that, I just feel blah all the time.
Right.
I mean, at least the people I talk to, they're like, yes, I just feel like, I don't know.
Got a case of the blahs.
Yeah, I just got the blahs a lot lately. And I think it's just because it's finally catching up to us, you know, all the craziness of this crazy 2020 year.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
It just got us exhausted. And so I am trying to make sure that I am healthy myself, and I'm trying to encourage everybody else to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. It, like I said, it's more than just putting on a mask. It's making sure you're exercising, getting out, getting, you know, doing, getting outdoors. Now that it's going to be cooler, hey, no excuse. There's no heat. Go out.
Go out. As take a walk raining. Or something. Yeah.
Get some sunshine. That helps a lot with your immunity. Drinking water, eating something that's not in a box. So easy to eat all that box food.
Right.
But, you know, our body needs that natural good food. But anyway, I'm just challenging everybody to be thinking about some ways that you can find a way to get that energy back by being healthy and taking care of yourself. And I talked to some doctors, and I've been doing some research on this, but this is going to be even more important that we all work on getting our immunities built up this year, because they are predicting that strep, flu, everything is going to be way higher this year. I know. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I think all that time we shut in and kept away from people, our immunities didn't get to build up.
Right.
So now our immunities are going to be like, what is all these things going on to me?
Why I'm being invaded here?
Yes. So I am encouraging now to boost your immunity, get healthy, protect yourself so that we can get through this crazy upcoming year. So.
I mean, I think everybody said it. Can we just sweep 2020 on out of here?
I know. I wish.
And there was actually a study done that 41% of people called this a bad year, and I can't remember the exact, but I think it's 26% called it the worst year ever. So basically, 67% of people in the survey said that 2020 was just not a good year, or was the worst year ever.
Yeah.
And then
it's going to be, we're not done. We're still going to have some challenges. But you know what? I also am the half glass full type person. So I've also seen a lot of people go, you know, this is also the year that is challenging me to do XYZ and to try harder on this. And I mean, it's just really pushing us out of our comfort zones. And so we're learning a lot and growing a lot too. So there's some good things. I'm not saying I would like to do this over again.
Yeah, let's rewind this back to I don't know, the start of the year, and then I don't know what would happen, but let's make sure it doesn't hit.
Yes. Exactly. Because
it's been sad year.
That's all right. So anyway, absolutely. Stay healthy, everybody.
Hey, but it has shown. I mean, you know, a lot of people have been able to step up during this time as well, though.
Yeah,
so
it's been good.
So that has been good. Well, Candy, I appreciate you coming in today, as you do every Wednesday, and we will see you again next Wednesday at the same time.
Sounds great.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Wednesday morning. We'll be back right after this.